Welcome, dear listeners, to the Moment of Truth, a moment to listen, to reflect, and to find solace in the Word of God. Whether you're at home, in your car, or taking a quiet moment, join Prophet Emmanuel Osiakoto as he delves into the sacred scriptures and explores the profound teachings of God that light up our path.
And now today's message, the sacrifice of brokenness.
From the pulpit to the pulpit, everybody is standing on one scale. God will judge you pepper. If you are not falling in line with the truth, He will judge you according to pepper. A pastor, a preacher, a prophet, a businessman, a poor man, whatever it is, whoever it is, will be judged according to pepper, according to God's standard. That is why many of the youth, many of them die and go to hell. I see pictures, 23, 25, 29. I'll ask the Lord, where is he? I say, it's God. You will face God's wrath. Anybody that goes to hell is now experiencing God's wrath. It's not physical death, it's not first death. No, first death is in hell. Death is separation from God. Today, I'm sorry to spoil your money. Because I know many a times you also would and to feel so you will never die. And secondly, many people think that Jesus will not come. The second coming of Jesus is coming with wrath. He's coming with anger. If we do, because I say much. No, Bible says, okitane ketuya. Odobia ketuya, brethren. Bia, betina ketuya. Onfo, bia, debi. Yeah. So, for example, you see the way we pay homage to our president. Okay. He will face the wrath of God if he's not falling in line with the knowledge of the truth. If you feel, say, his good works will qualify him to be saved, he'll be a candidate of hell. Any preacher who has been around him and is not certain about the faith of the president, the blood of the president is upon that preacher. That, why didn't you tell him the truth? The reason why I want to mean, see, Katidano, he is not a saved man. He doesn't have salvation. Works don't give you salvation. Your good works will not save you from the wrath of God. But you must tell me, into whatever Papa Bia and another fish one year Biano, or Nuka J Bia or Bia, unless he falls into the knowledge of the truth, may you soon because only a wound is so big in the land. Even him, God sees him as nobody. God will not treat him special because he was a president. If Mandela, despite all that he did for South Africa, if his knowledge of the truth was not solid, he's in hell burning. That is the gospel truth. So the gospel is good for you because you have been saved from the wrath of God. So, because I like the question that asked me last week. How is it that we confess our sins and then we are saved? Let me see, yeah, that's a very good question. We think, say, belief is something emotional. Belief is not passive. Belief is your understanding of what you know you have been saved from. And walk accordingly. Walking according to the truth you have received. That Charlie, I must work up my salvation with fear and trembling. No? This grace that I've received, that I'll be saved, there is a wrath of God waiting for me. If I fool around, I'll fall into it. Since now that I've been given grace to escape it, let me put my life into God's hands well. It will take the fear of God for you to do that. And it takes divine understanding of what you have been saved from. Yeah, there may preach out. Are you even on fire to hear what I'm saying? My experiences in South Africa, there are houses I was taken to. Me preaching, and then people will cry. They will weep because they get understanding. But many of you, you are hard rock. So there's nothing moving you even as you are sitting down. It tells you, say, you are far, you are nearing God's wrath. You have no sense of the need of the fear of God in you. It's what Benyamin Atembo. And look how the mouth, you're not saying, because you are a church goer, but you are not part of the kingdom of God. I'm preaching this message because hey, I'm telling you, because none of you, your blood will be on my hands. I will never do that. Because every one of you sitting here, as I'm preaching to you, your blood is on my heart. Your blood is on my head. If I do not tell you what you are supposed to hear, and one day you perish, God will also give me severe punishment. If we deliberately keep on sinning, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, so now you understand the knowledge of the truth. What is the knowledge of the truth? He is the ultimate sacrifice of the redemption of every human being, whether great or small, whether rich or poor. He is the ultimate price for every mankind upon the face of the earth to be saved. From what? How many of you even know that you are saved from God's wrath? You thought you were saved from Satan. There are many Christians who think they are being saved from Satan. Yeah. Or they are being saved from their enemies in this world, fighting them. Or God will save you so that you can become rich, become prosperous, or you can make it in life, or you can become big in life. Many of you think that way. There are many Christians who think that way. So all that Christianity is about is to live in this world and die. Why do you think Paul, the apostles, they died for the preaching of the gospel? These men died for preaching gospel. Why do you think so? Why do you think Satan was amassing people to kill them? Why do you think Satan was putting pressure on them? Why do you think that right now the gospel has been watered down to a mere religion? We've made it a religion. Who tears heaven and make an abomination? Who said, Christ and Betikuo, and Betik religion? He came to redeem man. Your redemption is why he came. Because you are facing hellfire every day. You are close to hell like never before. And some of you, if not for today, you are still close to hell. Yeah. If not for today, what you are hearing, the Lord had to bring to my mind. Say, Emmanuel, you have done well, but you have to go well. Because now the people must understand what they are being saved from. Mature salvation. This is what salvation is about. It is nothing to do with your blessing. It is nothing to do with how you live on it. Debbie, it's about God bring you out of his acquaintance. My God. Now, you see the knowledge that you have just heard down. If you still go on and sin, this is what happened to you. No sacrifice for sin is left. And then you're reading Bible, my boy. Okay. So, this is not Prophet Emmanuel telling you something. It is me teaching you the scripture and revealing the truth of the gospel to you. Say, in the gospel, no, you can still be destroyed. I've heard them trying to explain it and explain this thing out. Say, once saved, forever saved. But the writer of Hebrew is clearly stating here, say, no sacrifice for sin is left after you keep on sinning, after you know the knowledge of the truth. How can you know, say, Jesus is the only way for your salvation and you keep on sinning? So you bring yourself up to a place where God cannot, the sacrifice he made cannot save you again. So there's a place you get to as a human being, as a believer, where God's mercy will leave you. So someone like, if God does not have mercy on him, he will die and go to hell straight. Because he has led a lot of people to hell. Yes, that's what is happening. Can I tell you something? Without the Lord Jesus Christ, any man will face the wrath of God fully. There is no sparing here, sparing there. It is full wrath. He will destroy you. That is what God is heading towards to. That is what the world is heading towards to. We are heading towards a place where God must destroy everything. So the heavens and the earth shall pass away. In the book of Revelation, I see it shall be rolled out like a mat. What God is about to do, that is what we are supposed to be prepared for. Na me ba be se unim na Christo na for the born one born one far from the year, and you don't walk in the fear of the Lord and abide in his word, believe you me, you are up to face God's wrath. Because the writer of Hebrew is stating here, if we deliberately, there are Christians who are deliberately doing things that are off course. Those are things like sexual immorality. Me bobo niechi say I'm on tears here. Because one person nim ni aji wa free mu. Oni mate ku dia Christo yi wa free mu. O yi wa free nyankopon na tempo e ba wo so. So Satan is making sure say, since I'm also facing the wrath of God, you too, you also face it. That is Satan's agenda for mankind. Say juma na Christo aye no e hom pa fa so ma. Because oni mi say na wie ye ba. And he knows say by the end of his life, God will pour out his wrath on him. He doesn't want to be the only one receiving God's wrath. It is said that hey, Bunsa make sure say, Senya me din wrath ku miswa, unso di ku unso so. That is the agenda of Satan. Hey, ana me nko na me face nya me wrath. There be unso face be. Sana, that is how demons are thinking. That is how principalities, powers, rulers of the dark world, wickedness in heavenly. That is how these spirit beings are thinking. Because they know, say, they are waiting for the day of wrath. That is what the white throne judgment is about. The fullness of God's wrath being poured upon man, being poured upon the enemies of God. To what are the bones? I'm not target you. Yeah. Yeah. Satan is saying that me and you will receive God's wrath together. Yeah. So he'll deceive you to believe in a lie. So anybody in hell already is facing God's wrath. Hell is not God's wrath. Hell is God's truth. It's a place of truth. You are in a place where all truth has come to you. That now you are God's enemy, and at the end of the day, at the end of life, you face his wrath, which is called the second death. And believe you me, anything that comes out of God cannot die. So you perish forever and ever and ever till infinity and beyond. Your spirit will never diminish or die like a charcoal. No, you will still burn in fire forever. And God will remove your remembrance of your suffering out of his mind. And those that are with him also will forget you. Will not remember that some people are burning somewhere. I'm preaching what is called the knowledge of the truth. Yeah. All this thing is centered on why Jesus came. Wicked wolves in sheep clothing. They are the nicest people you can ever meet. Do you know what God called wickedness? A man who does not understand what he preaches. But he's shepherding them. He's the one Jesus called the wolf. The wolf is not the one that walk with Drosso. Oh no, it's just a wicked man. These are just wicked men. Wolves in sheep clothing. And men, one has so much to preach. One has so much. There are many who don't know what the gospel entails. But he's a pastor. Some of them are even in the most renowned established churches. And then if you go to certain churches, they are forcing their pastors to go to school. Schooling is not preaching of the gospel. We don't use school to preach. Rough education will not save you from it. The language of the gospel is not in your articulation of education. The language of the gospel is that you hear the truth. That is why we have different translations of the Bible now. God is making sure, say, anybody who faces wrath will be fair and square. Not that you didn't hear the gospel, you heard. So if me bu atanya, what you say, a temple, who deserve it? So God prepares everybody for judgment. If we deliberately, say deliberately. The word is deliberately, consciously sinning. You've not feared God. By grace. Son of Christopher can. By grace. Yeah, by grace I'm saved. Yeah, even though I sin. So people don't go to hell actually because of sin. Really? To believe in God means that your actions, your character, your behavior will change. Belief changes the way you behave. If you believe in something. So the thing is, you have not believed well. Because you have not been taught well. You have not heard the true gospel. Which I'm preaching to you right now. Many churches, many pastors, many Christians, they don't know what they are saved from. They don't know what they are saved from. Do you really know what you are saved from? Did you know? You didn't know until today. Oh, no. No, it's not a joke. It's not a joke. I'm happy that she's being sincere. My friend, you might be there, God. Where catch us in your minimum casano power? He's telling you that the Lord Jesus Christ is humbling on me. He's putting me under pressure. You might know. Come and do justice to my truth. Let them understand what I am about. Many of you don't know what Jesus is about. 8 years plus, she's not understanding what she's being saved from. How you doing? What sorry, I saw from my own. Because I don't know. I don't know. I don't know. But I saw from. It's your pastor. Yeah. It's your pastor. Then we hear men of God, renowned men of God, tell you, say, with that tithe, you can't go to heaven. And then preacher will tell you, say, you can't correct fathers. That father is not a savior.
Rich.
He didn't die for me. Just had you know. Because there's a great commissioning. Huh? There's a great commissioning coming from heaven. That those who have gone ahead of us in terms of ministry and preaching will begin to fight the rising stars that are carrying the true gospel to bring salvation and to bring the last harvest in for the kingdom of God. Yeah. There's going to be a contention, you will see. Fathers will fight people like us. When you get blessed to a certain level, you will never mellow for the gospel again. You will never mellow for it again. This is the problem of the churches today. We keep on sinning. We deliberately keep on sinning. A child said, we don't fear the wrath of God again. And the thing is, you don't even know you have been saved from the wrath of God. So you keep on sinning, and they have told you, say, by grace, by grace, by grace. Yeah, but we are reading gospel here. There's no want. No sacrifice for sin is left. No sacrifice. The English is plain. You don't need any spiritual explanation. This is plain communication. There's no sacrifice for sin left for you. One that have known the gospel, the truth, and you deliberately keep on sinning. God will not make sure, say, the sacrifice of Jesus will pay the price for you. Never. Never. I will make sure you face my full wrath. That's what God will do to some people. And this word was not written to sinners, it was written to believers. He was writing, he was addressing the church. If we deliberately keep on sinning, after we have received the knowledge of the truth, no sacrifice for sins is left. What happens again? But only a fearful expectation of God's judgment and raging fire. Only a fearful expectation of God's what? Judgment and raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. So God considered anybody that rejects Jesus his enemy. So many of you that continue to deliberately sin, God is calling you my enemy. The gospel is that you are being saved from God's wrath. Hey, because now me pe kwa bisu say onu na tembo de bebu atenu e be fru so. So what the gospel na say ya? E be ma ofo ko unsuro bu nsam biem. Why do you think say Jesus say do not fear the one that can destroy your body after that cannot do anything again. But fear the one that can destroy both body and soul in where? Hell. So the knowledge of the truth which is Jesus you know, is teaching us another knowledge. Say the one that puts people in hell is God. Papa. So, for God so loved the world, doesn't mean say he's also not a judge. So, Jesus has balanced my hands. They make out as here. Jesus has balanced the equation. He is love. That is why he has sent me. So that I'll die for you. And then his wrath, you escape. But if you don't accept me, his wrath, it will consume you. Gospel, no. So, the good news about gospel is say, Wajio. Waba for the amount gospel no. And yes, what Jim Paul, Waba for the no, or Jen, Unabesum, Unabejo, or Jen. Samadi Christ or Jenny Diam, you could debone. And looking at this weakness that we show on the pulpit with pastors with these weaknesses, before Bechi, sexual sin, Nisanya Mania, it tells us the true power of God is not there. It means that we are not preaching the true gospel. Because it is by the fear of the Lord that we escape the wrath of God. That alone will cause you not to sin. Father, hey, Papa, hey, Papa. That is how some of us we started our journey. Yeah. Sin is a distractor. Satan himself is not the one sinning. And he's not the one causing you to sin. Do you know what is causing you to sin? your last. So all it does is enticement. Huh? Now watch the bone. Now for a temple, when God is judging you, I said, I said, because I know God said, I'm going to be a man. I'm going to be a man. It's a man. I'm going to be 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 a man. I'm going to the lake of fire. How many of you know that hell and death will be thrown into the lake of fire? How many of you know that? So hell itself shall be destroyed in the lake of fire. So there will be no space for Satan to escape. So I'm sure you say our existence is in a dying moment. Huh? We exist to die. That's the nature of human being. So Jesus Christ is a lifeline. That's why he said, I came to give life and give it in abundance. Because the existence of mankind is not death. Death is all around us. Everything about our life, we grow, we get sick. Now children are also getting sick. Children are getting cancer. Yeah, these are the attributes of our nature. How many of you have lost loved ones? Okay. Those loved ones, how many of you know that they are heavy? And how many of you know that they are in hell? Who preached the gospel to them? And the one who preached the gospel to them, is he saved? Does he know what we have been saved from? Did he preach the true gospel? That your loved ones that are lost were saved? I'm teaching you something critical. I like the way you have my demand of your attention. Yeah. Because the devil has been fooling us for a long time. Yeah. Fooling. Say fooling. Because it's Jimmy. Yeah. Ador so pa. But some of you, Jimmy, you want to say Jimmy na. In your share, you're cost for your 2 million me, didn't you say? But some Jay Cremo. Ah, but I mean, you tell me who been for back on cola. Yeah, go do hell on him, sir. Yeah, do the same thing. I say, Kai, afa. Yeah, oh, two, you have a mouse. Baby, now, twin, oh, say. That is a set of many Christians. Yeah, very many, or the Tibu same thing. Jesus said, fear the one. Or see, oh, look at the word the Lord used. He said, fear the one that can destroy both the body and the soul in hell. Who is the one saying it here? Jesus. Why is he saying that to you? Because he is the truth. Onimso na enu kwenin to say, onya tie, suro ni odo, obese uni pedia, enu okra, ewo bunsem jem, suro. This is what God will do. But only a fearful expectation of judgment and of raging fire that will consume the enemies of God. And the enemy is the one that knows the truth and deliberately keeps on sinning. Gospel. You understand the gospel? What is the gospel? The gospel is that God is saving you from his wrath. That is the gospel. The good news of the gospel is that Jesus has given you the ultimate price. Pay the ultimate price for you to escape it. That's the good news. You see, before God will come and talk about this, your finances, and this your breakthroughs, and this your rising. So church has become more like an organization than a center of salvation. It's supposed to be a place where people can be saved. Huh? When people come to church, they are redeemed from the wrath of God, because God will judge them if they don't accept Christ. A preacher like this, I can never be liked. No, that is why Paul Mamu here. They died because of this gospel. Because Satan himself, it was redeeming man from the wrath of God. The gospel name. You can't say gospel. So what the gospel is? What's one thing to say that? Yeah. Man, follow the thing very well. We are on Hebrew, meboa. Yeah. And we are on the sacrifice of brokenness. Yeah. Sacrifice of brokenness is the only way that shows that you are a believer. Into the thing, yeah. If you are broken, it means that you are saved. Brokenness is the only thing that proves your salvation in Christ. And the church said, Christ adjo. Your brokenness in Christ is what proves that indeed you believe and you are saved. How many of you are terrified? Oh, if you're not terrified, lift up your hand if you're terrified. It means salvation is coming to you. Tell me, say, pray down, sir. If you're terrified, pray. You are not terrified. You are not terrified. Me, even if I'm saved as a prophet, I'm terrified by what I'm preaching. Ma'am, let me give you wisdom. Why was Paul afraid after he was preaching the gospel? So you see the sense of pride in especially the Ghanaian church. Yeah, too much. We are too self-sufficient. He beats himself up. That after I preach the gospel, I myself will not be a castaway. Even Paul the apostle was afraid for his salvation. After he was the one preaching to the Gentiles, the only apostle sent to the Gentiles, he was still afraid for his salvation. It is one for nyan kwadro, one for diagro. Hey, me mami one day, emma nyamim pumi. Me ma one day bonny. One day bonny, na nyamim swapumi. Is me preaching mobiko heaven. Be terrified, be terrified. And the church said, you are also, you are not broken. Many of you are not, you are, we have a lot of rigid Christians. Most are brainwashed. Now salvation is a thing. And quite a thing. Jesus said, the road to heaven is narrow. I said, quite a thing. Like a creepy person. Who can say that for? So the teachings of these masters will have to make you humble. That's why I say humble people go to heaven. Humble people are humble. I say for the book of Solomon. And you know, I say, well, no, I had them, and I mean, oh, if I know they had them. And I make a no sin, and I'm more. And I had them. Why then I'm on me? Yes, you can soldier, I send them now. Who would you be? Into who if I know they had them? Into Paul, I say, nobody should trouble me. I bet the mark of Christ. Still, oh, you say, oh, boom, nippy, I send them, I'm in Pono. Obi wa brema nyame ohu se ne brena bibi adwe ohu se masa ma breba me breba betu ma yekwa me jimi a meko bunsem je ntimi anka se mama ni memni ada ho. Look at Paul. Are you wiser than him? Nti ye ka se be terrified, be terrified. It's a sign of humility. It's a sign that you are not being broken by the true gospel. And the church afenya me the oje e bro, this Ghanaian stupid character towards God as if say God is a man. As he said, God is a considerate God. God is not a considerate God. He is a wise and a judge God. He is a judge who judge. Judge you pepe. It is one of the Christians in why we no jindi no. Obey who are ten Christ in first. Who they tell them? Look at the 28. I see anyone who rejected the law of Moses died without mercy on the testimony of two or three witnesses. So the right of Hebrew away the wrath of God, any the wrath of Moses. Moses Mamrano. Obibi of Fumum Rani Biano. They died on the account of two or three witnesses. A dear dancer said, Simi said the Boni say tenami. And etenami lono. And we boomra. Ah. Bible said, Yan Fan Chano. On the account of two or three witnesses. I think 29 had ye. I say, how much more severely do you think a man deserves to be punished who has trampled the Son of God underfoot? How much more Namia Tembo Bebaoso? I'm preaching the gospel to you here. I'm preaching the gospel. Assuming the position at the pulpit, being a nice person does not bring salvation. Being a nice preacher does not guarantee salvation. We have too many nice people at the pulpit.
And that concludes today's powerful sermon. Thank you for joining us, and remember to make God's word a standard for your life. Stay tuned for more thought-provoking messages on our social media handles on Facebook and Instagram at City of Consecration Ministries, and our audio streaming platforms on AudioMac and Spotify at Prophet Emmanuel Osei Akoto Podcast and YouTube, or call 030-398-0200 or visit our website at cocministries.com. Until next week, may God's peace and blessings be with you. Amen.